We're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we're learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So Mishnayos Hey and Vav continue the discussion of what happens when Truma is nosein tam into something that is not Truma, into something that is Chulin. But specifically Mishnayos Hey and Vav are going to talk about Tiltan. Tiltan is fenugreek, and apparently the way fenugreek works is that it has a very strong flavor. The seeds are the edible part of the fenugreek. The stalks are not edible in the fenugreek, but even the stalks can impart flavor, meaning when the stalks are absorbed, when the flavor of the stalks gets absorbed in something, it imparts the same flavor as the seeds, even though, because I guess of their constitution, probably their hardness, they're not edible like the seeds, which are edible. So given that metzius, let's learn Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So the Mishnah tells us as follows: Tilton shnafu l'tocha bor shel yayin. If you have fenugreek that fell into a bar that had wine in it, and the fenugreek was truma. That's what we're assuming, that the fenugreek is truma. So, or maaser sheni, for that matter. But truma, but maaser sheni, if the fenugreek was either truma or maaser sheni, and the wine was chulin, so im yesh bezera kedei litein tam, we look at the nesinas tam based on whether the zera alone, whether the seeds alone, have the capacity to be nosein tam. Meaning, even if the flavor of the fenugreek, it can be tasted in the wine is not necessarily usher for a zar. It's only usher for a zar if the taste of fenugreek would have been felt in the wine, would have been tasted in the wine on account of the seeds alone. Meaning it could be that you're able to taste the fenugreek in the wine only because you can taste the flavor of the stalks as well. But the stalks don't count. Avalo be'et, we don't count the stalks as far as giving tam. So only the flavor that's contributed by the seeds into the wine is going to count. Because the halacha is that truma and maaser sheni don't apply to inedible items. So the stalks are inedible, and therefore the truma and maaser sheni status does not go on these stalks, and therefore it will not affect the wine. B'shvius u'b'kerem the hegdish, however, if the tiltan was shvius, it wasn't truma or maaser sheni, it was shvius, it was shemitah, it grew during the shemitah year, and anything that grows during the shemitah year is also b'schora, and you have to be mevarit min abayis. There are all sorts of dinim about shvius, or if it was kilei akerem, which is pashal aser bahana'a, if it grew near grapevines, or if it was hegdish, and the dinim of hegdish is that it's also to get hana'a from unless you poda it first, and all that, one of those types of fenugreek fell into wine, then im yesh bezer uve etz kedei liten tam. Then when we make the cheshbon of whether it's nosein tam or not, we cheshbon in the etz as well, because the stalks have the same din as the seeds with regard to the halachas of shemitah, and with regards to the halachas of kilei akerem, and with regards to the halachas of hegdish, presuming, of course, that you are makdish the entire plant. So since those dinim, unlike truma and maaser sheni, which are only chal on the seeds, those dinim of shavias and kilei akerem and hegdish are chal on the entire stalk, therefore the entirety of the plant has the ability to affect the wine that it falls into. Now Mishnah Vav again continues to discuss tiltan. Mishayilo chavili tiltan bekilei akerem. If someone has bundles of tiltan in a kilei akerem situation, meaning you plant it close to a grapevine and then you bundled it up. So it was planted near a grapevine, so it became kilei akerem, then you bundled it up. So you dolku, the halacha is you have to burn the entire plant together with the stalks, because the halachas of kilei akerem, like we just said in the previous Mishnah, apply to the entire plant, even the part of the plant that is not edible. So now the Mishnah talks about how are you mafresh truma from a tiltan plant. Let's say you have tevel tiltan, you have fenugreek that is tevel. So kotesh, what you could do is you could pound the plant in order to remove the seeds from the stalks, so you could take out the edible part from it, and then umchashiv kamazer yesh bahem, and then you could do your cheshbon of chumas and maisros based on how much seed there is umafresh as azera, and you only need to be mafresh the seeds as truma ve'inu tzarech mafresh as eitz, and you don't need to be mafresh any of the stalks, so you can keep all of the stalks for yourself. Can't eat it anyway because it's not edible, but you can keep all the stalks for yourself and do whatever you want with it, because only the part of the plant that's edible is subject to truma ma'aser. So we learned all the way back in the fourth parak that the chachamim established that the right amount to give for truma is 2%, let's say, but when you calculate that amount, you're not supposed to weigh or measure the exact amount. You're supposed to do it in a omed. You're supposed to estimate the amount. So our mission is telling us that when you separate truma from fenugreek, from tiltan, you could detach the seeds from the stalks and then do the estimation, as opposed to doing the estimation while it's still in the stalks. Now, im hifrish, if you were mafresh truma from fenugreek without first taking the seeds out, lo yomar echtosh ve'etol ha'seitz ve'etinis ha'zera. Don't say that, you know, now that I've already been mafresh these full stalks as truma, now I'll pound it and I'll remove the seeds from the stalks and I'll just keep the stalks for myself and I'll just give the seeds to a kohen for truma, because after all, the stalks don't have a din of truma. Elinosina eitz im hazera. Rather, what you have to do is you have to give the stalks to a kohen together with the seeds. Even though there's no din of truma on the stalks, if you didn't take out the seeds and you just took the entire plant and decided to make that truma, you have to give the seeds and the stalks to a kohen. Even though it's a little bit strange, because the stalks themselves are not truma. Even if you were to make them truma, they wouldn't have a status of truma because they're not edible. So that's what Tosfos Yontif points out. So in the previous Mishnah, when fenugreek fell into wine, we don't count the flavor of the stalks when truma fenugreek fell into wine into calculating the bitul b'shishim, because the stalks are not actually truma. So this is just a din midrabanan, that if you didn't first remove the seeds and you declared the entire plant to be truma, then you got to give the entire plant to the kohen. So let's review again what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you have a fenugreek plant of truma or maaser sheni that falls into wine, we only measure the seed portion of it as far as measuring the nesinas tam into the wine. However, when it comes to tiltan, the fenugreek that is shvius kalei akerem or hagdish, we measure the stalk section as well, because the stalks also have the dinim of shvius kalei akerem and hagdish. In Mishnah Vav, we learned that if you have tiltan that's kalei akerem, you have to burn the whole thing, because even the stalks have a din of kilei akerem. If you want to be mafresh trumos from tiltan, the ideal thing to do is to remove the seeds first and only be mafresh from the seeds. If you are mafresh the entire stalk as truma, then you must give the entire stalk to the kohen. You're not allowed to keep these stalks for yourself when you give the seeds to the kohen. Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yod, Mishnah Zayin.